Hello, my name is Kira, and I am the Bonfire Bruja. Thank you for joining me this week as we get into another conversation about witchcraft, magic, and invoking your personal power. I'm going to go get the fire lit, take a seat, relax, and just remember that you are responsible for the energy that you bring here today. Welcome back to the Bonfire Bruja. I am so excited to talk to you guys this week. It feels like forever, and I know it's actually been forever. It's actually been since Friday the 13th that I've actually been able to speak with you guys. And I know on Instagram I mentioned a little bit of my life has been like this absolute extraordinary chaos. And that's true. And I wanted to share with you what I've been learning throughout this incredible chaos. And the primary thing when I kind of sat and reflected on all of it is that you have to trust your gut, but only so far. And when I say this, I'm going to preface it with caution, is that sometimes your gut wants to keep you in what's familiar to you. What you know is safe. But that's not really your gut. That's actually your head pretending to be your gut. You guys still following me? So, where do I start? The past 2 months have been an absolute conglomerate of firsts for me. Jumping out of my comfort zone. And when I jump out of my comfort zone, and I'm sure you feel the same way, you get that feeling like you shouldn't be doing this. This isn't part of the norm. This isn't what you normally do. This isn't what you normally deal with. Rein it back. But that's your head. And that's based on your life experiences. The life experiences that you think are good and the life experiences that you think are bad. Because experiences are just experiences. It's what you feel and you think about them that tell you if they're good or bad. That's your own brain. So you have to find ways to shut your head off and trust your gut. And I've had that come up repeatedly the past 2 to 3 months. And obviously, when the universe throws you a lesson, sometimes they do it big. I asked the universe to push me out of my comfort zone, and it has literally shoved me off the cliff. So let me give you some examples and instances of where your head is at and where your gut is at. Now, the first instance is actually your head pushing you and keeping you into that comfort zone, the things that you don't like to do, because based on past experiences, they're not good, or you've assigned them to be not good. So with work, I have had to do things that I don't like to do. Now, I, for the longest time, was such a people pleaser, and I wanted everyone to be happy. But let's face it, like the meme says, I'm not a taco. I'm not going to make everyone happy all the time because there's people who don't like tacos. That's fine. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. Some people prefer to drink other things. So, with work, I went outside of my comfort zone. I have had to not be the people pleaser. I've had to be incredibly blunt and direct and take criticisms that I knew were coming. I've also had to confront fears I've had about not being liked or not being everyone's cup of tea. And as I sit right now, after having to just do that again, I'm okay with this. It's a lesson I had to learn. I have been able to confront the things that bother me or push me and make me keep going forward. And I know that some of you listening to me right now have those things that you need to confront or want to confront, and you think it's your gut telling you, don't do that. It's your head. Get out of your head. I'm getting out of my head. And it's the best, most freeing thing in the world right now. As I'm sitting teetering and falling off the cliff of this, I feel so much lighter right now. I feel so much better. Because what we learn and what we experience continues. It's a daily thing. It's evolving minute by minute, hour by hour, second by second. But we also have to make sure that we're not listening to our heads as opposed to our gut. Now, the gut instinct actually comes in maybe about a month ago. My gut, because for those of you who remember, I have moved out of Las Vegas to the Midwest. And so we've been house hunting. And so I'm walking into houses as a witch this time. When I first bought the first house, I didn't walk in as a witch. I just walked in as Kira. This time I'm walking in as a witch. I let myself feel what that house has to tell me. And there have been houses that were beautiful, but I knew it wasn't our house. And I had to attempt to explain it, which doesn't always communicate well, but I just knew it wasn't our house. There was actually a house that we had signed on, and I just knew it wasn't the house. I knew it wasn't our house. It wasn't right for us. It wasn't home. I actually walked into that house and felt depressed. And when I walked out of that house, I was depressed. But paperwork was signed, and the inspection came around. And the inspection revealed that there were issues with the water. And that the issues actually make you really sick over extended periods of time of exposure. So what I felt was a long-term sickness. What I felt was the fact that there's a continuing issue. And that house wasn't right for us. So had I 100% trusted my gut like I should have, I wouldn't have signed anything. But I did. But at the same time, it's a lesson learned. Trust my gut. Go with my gut. And then it also gave us additional time to be able to move forward and find the house that's right for us. And it's been amazing. I walked into this house and I knew I was home, which is an amazing feeling, one that I can't replicate. I knew I was home, and that was my gut. Now, this may seem like a bunch of rambling to you and, you know, oh, Kira's gone off the deep end. No. In witchcraft, we go based off what our knowledge is, what our head tells us. And sometimes our head doesn't always provide us the right information. So when you're having that battle between your head and your gut, ground yourself. Sit in silence. See what comes up. And then ask it, are you from my head or are you from my gut? Because we as witches can definitely determine what is your head and what is your gut. And with that, my friends, I hope you have a beautiful weekend. I have to go back to work, but I will talk to you next week. I 100% promise. I have missed you all, and I am so glad to be back. Have a beautiful weekend, and whatever you do, do what you can to craft a bewitching lifestyle for yourself. Bye. Do you want to be more involved in the Bonfire Bruja community? Go over to Instagram and find me, Bonfire_Bruja, B-R-U-J-A,
or you can head on over to my website, bonfirebruja.com.